morning, Pymarch High School. Today's date is Thursday, April 29th, 2021. This is Mr. Leaf with your morning announcements. Word of the day. Alex Stoner's word of the day is Selkuth, which is an unusual and strange, yet at the same time, a marvel to behold. Selkuth. Call for applications. Transformational Creative Strategies Training. Attention seniors, applications are open for a remarkable collaborative program for artists and creatives working in different mediums located in the Twin Cities area. The program includes mentorships, workshops, and cohort sessions. The goals of the program include sharing skills, forming connections, and building community. Applications are due April 29th. For more information, talk to Soskin. Guess Which Teacher? Art Console is hosting a new game called Guess Which Teacher. Every Monday and Wednesday, a baby photo of a staff member will be shown, and you have to guess who it is through a Google form. Yesterday's baby photo was Mrs. Omernick. Great guessing, everyone. PIM TSA. Hey, Pimsters. Tomorrow, fifth block, the PIM Transgender Student Alliance meets. We are open to all trans, non-binary, intersex, and genderqueer students and their allies. Hope to see you there. Today's lunch, Chicken Hero, whole grain 8-inch tortilla, broccoli, carrots, orange, craisins, sour cream, and ranch. The alternate is Chicken Caesar. These have been your morning announcements. Have a great day, everybody.
And now it's time for PIM's Daily Mindfulness Minute.
Good morning, everyone. Well, let's admit it. Most of the time, our brains are in overdrive. We're thinking a lot all day long, and often we don't even know it. We are stressed, we're happy, we're content, and at those times, we're also thinking a lot of things, but we don't recognize it. And sometimes our minds can play kind of mean tricks on us. They lead us into these traps, like with polarized thinking, when we can only imagine that there's just a purely good or a purely bad outcome available. And often it's more mixed than that. Or when our minds filter out a lot of details and only notice what's negative, we can start to think that there's only negative things happening in or around us. Or we make these overgeneralizations, coming to a big conclusion about a single thing that's happening with a single piece of evidence. Well, in these moments, it can be useful to have a grounding technique to help us to reorient to here and now, bringing us back into the present. So I'm going to teach you this 5-4-3-2-1 exercise. And this is how you do it. So anytime you're stressed, you can practice this if you'd like. So the first thing we do is to, in our minds, describe five things that we can see. It could be the chair you're sitting on, the ground beneath you, just five different things. And then we can name four things that we can feel. It might be your clothing, or your feet on the ground, or the temperature on your skin. And then name to yourself three things that you can hear. Noises are all around us, so just name three things that you can hear. And how about two things you can smell? And it might be just an ordinary smell that you might not even be able to really describe, but just two things that you can smell. And then finally, name one thing, one good thing about yourself. Could be an accomplishment, could be that you got up and made it to school today. But this is a way to counter some of those catastrophizing thoughts or filtering thoughts when we only notice the negative or only perceive a negative outcome. Just to remember one good thing about you.